question. What happens after a revolution? That's the complicated question in a play that's making its world premiere at the American Repertory Theater. It was written by two brothers from the central Massachusetts town of Boylston who explored the tragic results that can follow an idealistic revolution. WBUR's Jen Stanley reports.
Patrick Lazor tells me that a photograph inspired him and his brother to write their play, We Live in Cairo. In the photo, eight students crowd around two computers posting videos online for the world to see. It's 2011, and hundreds of thousands of Egyptians occupy Cairo's Tahrir Square, demanding the resignation of authoritarian President Hosni Mubarak.
And it's just this incredibly, incredibly energetic, dynamic photograph of all of these young people making change and finding a way to overthrow their 30-year dictator.
The Arab Spring started with protests in Tunisia in late 2010, and Egypt followed close behind. This wave of uprisings against authoritarian regimes spread across the Middle East, helped in part by the use of social media, which allowed activists to get their message around state censors and out to the rest of the world. Daniel Azor says as Lebanese Americans who grew up celebrating Arab culture, they wanted to capture this very seminal, inspiring moment of revolution in Egypt.
We wanted to share that experience of ordinary young people, tech-savvy, cosmopolitan in this case, people who are living in a globalized world.
Every character in the play is based on a composite of real stories that the brothers heard throughout their research, like Laila, a photographer and reluctant activist.
I'm still praying, yes. But I've been praying less. I've been reading more. I've been meeting more people with ideas.
So the very first draft of this play is basically now our act one. It's all of the beautiful, positive things.
That's Tabi Magar, the Obie Award-winning director of the play.
And I love that part of the revolution, too, and I'm really drawn to it. But actually, what is more interesting and more exciting is the second half, to like really study and understand how political protest and activism, both how it works, but then how it all falls apart.
After Mubarak resigned, the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi became the first democratically elected president of Egypt. Many celebrated his presidency. Others called for his ouster as international human rights groups expressed concern about the administration's control of the media and dissidents. In 2012, he granted himself near absolute power. A year later, the military overthrew him and Minister of Defense Abdel Fattah el-Sisi took over. He is currently poised to stay in power until 2034.
I think it's going to work, right? Yeah.
I sat in on the cast's first rehearsal with the orchestra. The play follows six activists and artists of different backgrounds who come together in a time of revolution and grow apart as its promises fade. In Act One, Laila is hesitant to join the cause, but as her world crumbles, her focus sharpens and her resolve strengthens.
I saw the square when it was full, but now it's not. But I will rise and dress. I will rise and dress.
Everyone loves rehearsing Act One. It's so fun. Overthrowing a president is so fun. Dealing with the tragedy involved with it is quite heavy, but I think every day we try to remind ourselves why we're doing this, and I think it is to honor the martyrs of the revolution and the people across the world who have lost their lives fighting for social justice and freedom.
The brothers worked with Harvard professor and Middle East scholar Tariq Massoud when writing the play. Massoud says that even though Egyptians may be silenced by fear now, we shouldn't assume it will stay that way.
The deep yearning that the Egyptian people and that young people all over the world have for freedom, for the accountability of their leaders, for dignity, is extremely deep and impossible to extinguish.
We still have our hands, we still have our name.
At the end of the play, life engulfed by tragedy, Laila refuses to settle for survival. Cairo is her home, and she plans to live there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.